With me on the line is Bill Holbrook, the owner of Holbrook Consulting. There's been a lot of talk about the impact that ethanol demand is having on the grain industry. What is the situation as it stands today regarding those feed prices?
Given today's rapid growth of the ethanol industry, today we are seeing a response in the grain markets in relation to that increased demand and the potential demand that is going to be coming online in the near future. And the markets are dealing with the issues that we are going to be using a lot more of our corn crop for fuel uses. And so it's responding to try to generate more acres to be put into production to offset what will be used in the grain industry.
Now, I know you said that, that's the livestock situation is a little bit out of your expertise. Any idea of, what impact that's having on the livestock industry?
The livestock industry is responding to the higher corn prices, obviously. It's also impacting feeder cattle markets and things like that as the anticipation of lower profits in the finished product market is backing down through the system in that way. And so it's having a response back through the cattle and all livestock systems just from the impact of higher priced products.
What's your outlook then for both maybe the grain and maybe the livestock prices over, say, the next 5 years?
Over the next 5 years, it's real hard to tell that far out, you know, because the biggest variable within the industry is probably going to be the weather and if the crop turns out like each year. But until we see those acres actually go in the ground and grow and get harvested, we won't know exactly what that means. The large anticipated increase in acres, if we have a good crop, we'd probably expect to see prices backing off.
What are the factors that will impact that outlook? Maybe things like development of cellulosic ethanol production, improved varieties of corn to increase production, other countries increasing production to supply demand, and then maybe also what about biodiesel?
Obviously, better seed varieties that increase production will have a major impact. We could see some a major shift in acres from different crops into corn, potentially. And cellulosic ethanol, the major industry players kind of have the same agreement that anything major in that realm will probably be at least 5 years off. Now, there are some initial testing being done and some work in that way, and there's a lot of research dollars, so a major breakthrough could faster than anybody anticipates. And as far as biodiesel is concerned, it's a big question mark out there. As we take acres away from soybeans through corn production, we're going to have less and less soybeans for crushing, which increases the price of oil and increases the cost of the biodiesel plants. A lot of unknown factors, a lot of things that could change, a lot of things that could happen out there that are real wild cards.
How can the ethanol industry maybe work with the livestock industry to improve the quality, availability, and distribution of ethanol byproducts that are used for animal feed?
The livestock industry, from my interaction with them, has been very interested in understanding better the makeup of the distillers' grains and co-products and to get a better handle on how those products are manufactured and then utilized in the feed system. And at this point, they're working to study those factors so that they can plan better for them and adapt and use them better. But the ethanol industry really probably will need to focus on some of those types of things and try to get more actively involved with the users of those end products so they make sure they're studying the right factors and understanding how those products can be used within feed channels.
Ethanol plants are currently concentrated in the Midwest. Can you address the issue of regional competition for grain supplies and ethanol byproducts?
If all the plants that are planned or proposed get built over the next couple of years, there will be some places that are going to be highly competitive for grain in that area. And plants are already looking at that aspect through the agreements with local grain providers, grain elevators that are in the market today to make sure that they get the grain that they're needing for their production. As far as the byproduct, we're going to have areas that are very much oversupplied with distillers' grains, and getting those products into the livestock feeding areas of the Southwest and Southeast are going to be critical transportation issues that have to be addressed.
The ethanol industry is coming to rely heavily on rail transportation for shipping the corn in and then shipping out the ethanol and byproducts. What issues are there, maybe such as rates, rail car availability, those type of things, that may also impact the overall picture for both the grain and the livestock prices?
Definitely going to be an issue as far as how the railroads respond to increased volume increased traffic on their system and how they respond to new plants that are being built, great structures and the shipping areas that they can go to. The railroads have already started pushing towards larger units and longer hauls. They're accomplishing that through new plant construction and then their requirements as far as what the plant will have to do for the railroad to be able to, for them to be willing to pick up and drop off cars in a certain location. They've also addressed the movement of grain short distances for plants through rate structures or indications of it, changes to rate structures. And the railroads will be active in managing their systems and making sure that the movements on those systems are smooth and not creating disruptions for themselves down the road.
Mr. Holbrook, I think that answers my questions. Anything else that you would like our audience to understand about the current impact that ethanol demand is having on grain prices and maybe any spillover that's having into the livestock industry?
I think just basically that it's something that everyone has to be aware of and watching as we move through the next couple of years and not being over anxious to get things done that may take some while to work through. So it's just going to be a learning process for a lot of people and as a lot of things change. And we're just going to have to be patient and try to work together as an industry to resolve those issues.
That's Bill Holbrook with Holbrook Consulting. I'm John Davis reporting.